Dragon, Venus, and adventure. In a space battle hundreds of thousands of miles from Venus, Rocky and the others fight desperately to destroy Gorg's invasion fleet. Although outnumbered 50-1, they gradually gain the upper hand. Hour after hour, fighters rocket across space at unbelievable speed, their ray guns spitting forth destruction. Finally, the general in command of the fleet radios Gorg and asks permission to return to Venus.
Nothing but the super. Sigis no. Shaxila.
You should listen to your general.
He will obey my commands. I have ordered him to fight on.
He is in a better position to judge.
I have commanded.
For the last time, sire, I...
Enough, you! I am tired of your voice.
So be it.
The imbecile. How dare he return to our world? How dare he?
Sire, it is better to live and fight again than to be wiped out.
How can we be wiped out? Our ships outnumber our enemy by at least 50-1.
That may be, sire. And
they will remain until they are victorious. Their mission is to invade Earth, and they shall. I cannot understand the general making such a request.
Neither can I, sire. It's not like him. Things must be going very badly for him.
Or he has lost his nerve.
Lost his nerve? Oh, no. No, he is one of our finest men.
Then why does he want to run away?
I do not know. However, it would be stupid to remain there and lose everything.
Do you imagine that a handful of fighters can defeat the cream of our space force?
They seem to be doing it now.
That is utter nonsense. They gained initial successes by their surprise attack, but the whole position will change shortly.
We both hope.
Of course it will. It must. We will win this space battle because of superior numbers.
Sire, I...
Oh, have done with your grumblings, you.
This will be another call from the general.
I refuse to speak with him.
You cannot, sire. Here's one
I
of the...
will not speak with him.
Then I will.
You will not, Joe.
But, sire, this may be important.
I have commanded. You will not listen to his whinings. He has my orders and shall carry them out or die. We must defeat Rocky Star, and that is final.
Hey, we're not going so well, Rocky.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
You know we're not, pal. Let's face that.
Well, I am, Mitch. We're doing fine, considering everything.
Quit kidding, will you? Staring that guy death in the, right in the eye, and I don't like the way he's looking at me.
Oh, cheer up, man. We've destroyed nearly 100 of their ships.
Yeah, they got hundreds more, Rocky. Look, we ain't got a show of stopping those guys.
Now, listen, we can and we will.
Well, not this way. We won't. It's a losing battle.
A little while ago, you said we were winning.
Well, that was before they knocked 5 of our boys in a row.
Rocky, there are 2 fighters coming at us.
I'll fix them.
Get a move on, pal. The realm is done. That's my boy, Rocky. That's 2 more that won't worry us.
Oh, Rocky, you thought of...
Steady on, Mother.
I am frightened.
Oh, relax, chicken. Put your head on Uncle Mitch's shoulder, baby, and tell me all.
Listen, save all that for later, Mitch. We're in the middle of a space battle.
Come on, he's trying to comfort a kid, Rocky. She's all upset.
Oh, I am sorry. It is just that those guns terrify me. One moment there is a spaceship, and the next he disappears in a blinding flash of light.
Yes, I know how you feel, Mother.
Rocky, hold on to your teeth. Here comes another. Boy, they're certainly going for us.
Yeah, they've evidently worked out who we are.
Yeah. Hey, maybe they figured that if they get us, the rest would get away and could call it quits, huh?
Rocky, look out there. 2 of Gorg's ships have 1 of ours.
Hey, swing the blue stick around. We might save them.
We can't, man.
Well, let's try.
It's hopeless. They've got him.
Oh, that's another one, John. Look, pal, we're losing them fast now.
Yes. Mahler, call up the boys. Tell them to break off the fight and follow us.
Are we pulling out?
For the moment. I want to reorganize and count our losses.
Yeah, it's the only thing to do, I guess. Can't go on this way. Boy, things is looking really bad. I guess Earth is done for.
As Rocky and his fighters break off the engagement, 2 men stand together in the Mount Palomar Observatory in California, America. In a revolving cage 100 feet from the floor, they watch the reflections of the space battle, caught by the largest telescope ever built by man.
Amazing, Doctor. When you people asked me to fly out here from New York, I never imagined that I'd be looking at this battle.
That is why we invited you, General. We felt that the commander of the United Nations forces should have first-hand knowledge of the position.
Oh, thanks a lot. Things seem pretty quiet up here. Can't make out anything.
Perhaps the battle is over.
Yeah. Or is it that we've been imagining all this?
Oh, no. The images you saw are spaceships. I'm convinced of that. This telescope is powerful enough to detect the light of a candle 10,000 miles away in space.
Sure is some instrument. How big did you say the eyepiece was?
200 inches. Did you see that flash of light?
Yeah. Seems as though it's on again.
It is. The flashes you see are ships exploding.
I guess them pilot rays must be ray guns.
Ray guns?
Sure. The Venusians must probably use them extensively. They'll make a mess of our world when they arrive.
When they arrive?
It's only a matter of time, Doctor. Lucky Star and his pals can't hold them up forever. Listen, have you any idea which ships are which now?
It is purely guesswork on my part, General. But you will notice that some of them have a slight orange tint.
Yeah, yes. Sure, so they do.
And there is one with a blue tinge.
I guess that'll be the blue stick, huh?
So I too thought. The rest of them seem to be some dark color. Of course, I would not give a definite opinion on the colorings. It is only when there's a violent explosion that we see much at all.
Well, I'd say those orange tinted ships belong to Rocky Starr and his gang, mustn't they? There seems to be so few of them.
General, how do you think it will end?
Doctor, if you were fighting 50 men and you had one gun against their 50, I need to see more.
Then Rocky Starr will be defeated?
I must be.
General, look. The orange-colored fighters are all together. They're diving straight at the other ship.
That must be some scrap out there. I never thought I'd live to see anything like this.
Well, is there nothing we can do to help this man?
I could do a lot if I had spaceship pilots and ray guns. I guess I'm like Rocky Starr. I can't do the impossible.
We've been fighting for weeks.
So do I. I'm glad that Rocky has stopped to reorganize us again.
Won't it ever end, Jan?
Not until one side gives in.
Well, that won't be Rocky.
Nor Gorg, then. They will fight on to the end.
Oh, Jan, it's all so silly. Nothing's ever settled this way.
No. Fighting only leaves scars on the heart that never heal.
If only Gorg hadn't overthrown your father and taken control of Venus.
If only.
You know, your people would most probably be trading with Earth by now.
Yes.
Think of it. Giant spaceships leaving Venus every day, laden with metals we need on Earth, and returning filled with food that you need. Such those that be lots of people flying to Venus for their holidays.
Why not? Our flight in the blue streak proved that it is possible to cross the space that lies between our two worlds.
I'd love to spend a holiday with you.
You will always be welcome, Anne. There are some glorious spots in our world that you would love. If only... Yeah. We are back to those words. If only again.
Don't be downhearted, Jan. We're not beaten yet. Well, I'd still win this fight.
Arrest the buck, Jan. Come on in. Over.
There is Mitch calling. Our daydream is over.
Hey, come on in, unless you're dead. Over.
BJ to RS, receiving you. Over.
Okay, grab yourself from there, folks. We're giving Gorg's fighters away for the moment, right? Then we're going to have a go at the troops here. Now, you stay right behind us and handle any fighters that stick their noses in, okay?
Yes, Mitch. Over.
Well, happy hunting and no playing. Now let's give Gorg's mob the beating of the lion. Come on, let's go.
For the last time, I will not allow them to return to Venus.
Why are you so stubborn, sire? Do you realize that we are losing this battle?
We are losing it?
In their last attack, 60 troop ships were destroyed.
60.
Yes, sire. And they did not lose a single fighter.
Oh, what is the matter with our men?
It is no use blaming the men, sire. Evidently, Rocky Starr is much too clever for them.
I will never believe that.
It is the truth, nevertheless. Sire, I beg of you, take my advice. Recall your fleet.
No, you. I will never recall them.
Then you might not have a fleet much longer, sire. Believe me, it is our only chance. Save what we can while there is time.
They will fight on.
Then they will be defeated.
You are lying. You are lying. Do not deny it.
I am not, sire. I have just spoken to the general of the fleet. He said the position was getting worse. A few more hours and it'll be all over, sire.
That immense armada that you built will be crippled beyond repair.
I will not recall them.
Are you certain of that, sire?
Yes.
Then I shall.
You dare interfere and you shall die, you...
Well, we will die anyway.
How do you mean?
Because when news of this defeat reaches our world, there will be revolts against your rule. Surely you realize that there are underground movements bent on your destruction?
Yeah. Let them show their noses and I will grind them into their faces. I will teach them...
Sire, listen to me.
No, it is your turn to listen. I refuse to recall the fleet.
Of all the stamina...
And we will not suffer a defeat out there.
But, sire, the general said...
Never mind what the general said. I have a plan that will turn this reverse into victory. I have sent the fleet to conquer Earth and excel. Now, here is my plan.
Gorg begins unfolding his plan. The worried frown on Nero's face disappears. His eyes light up as Gorg speaks, and soon the two of them are laughing happily. What is Gorg's plan, and will Rocky be able to overcome this new threat? There are startling developments in the next chapters of the Rocky Star Adventure. Destination, Venus!